Damon Bungard tells the story of an Alaskan caribou hunt with his dad. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We flew from down here to Anchorage, rented a car, drove 20 hours plus 400 miles of dirt up into the Brooks Range. Then we got on Super Cubs, up with Tundra tires, and we're flown in and dropped up in the Brooks Range. Just the two of us, no guide, no nothing. You just fly, you scout. You can't hunt the day you fly in Alaska, so you'll find the caribou from the air, and you'll see where the herds are kind of moving, and then they'll kind of drop you down a day out from where they think they're going to be. Because caribou are amazing animals. They don't basically have a home territory or a range in the sense of most other North American big game. They're born and essentially walk until they die. They just are constantly in a state of migration. So they have summer ranges and winter ranges, but they vary all the time. They're just wandering, covering 20 miles a day kind of thing. So we put us down, and next morning we woke up and started hunting, and there was caribou coming through, and it was an amazing hunt. We shot three bulls on the ground the first day, and then I proceeded to spend the next 2 days packing those all back to our camp. Getting them hung. I flew up a tarp and pole system for getting all the game bags up and off the ground so they could cool and protect the meat. There's not a lot of wood on the tundra to build meat poles, so I thought I had pre-developed this little tripod system that I used. Even the bush pilot was pretty blown away by that when he landed and saw it.
Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.